Letter number 43. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good daughter in the divine volition. Oh, how I love that everything in you were will of God. I tell you as a mother that your concern about feeling cold, about not having one tear for the pains of Jesus and the like, almost unintentionally prevents the fullness of the life of the divine will in you. While everything should be will of God within us, cold, warmth, sleep, vigil, crying and not crying. There are tears of hearts, the tears of the soul, which are more bitter and transform us into our beloved Jesus. The tears of the eyes relieves us, satisfy us. They are of end, while the tears of the heart petrifies us and gives us such a heart pain that there is no hope of relief. Oh, how easily we pay attention to what we feel. Feeling is not ours. It is not in our power. While Jesus, because he loves us very much, gave us our will into our power, so that as we put it on the countertop of the divine will, it could turn into divine acts, which contain such immensity of power that we are unable to contain them. And dear Jesus, in order to allow us to process them, makes the great prodigy of living within us to give us their possession. And then what happens? Our life and our acts have the life and the act of Jesus as their foundation. Even our breathing takes origin in his breathing. Therefore, our coldness, the tears not shed, our pains, the involuntary distractions can ask for the kingdom of God upon earth. They will be as many sweet pledges in the hands of Jesus, which binds him to make the kingdom of the divine will come upon earth. Therefore, let us be attentive. Let us live as we had no other life, no other word, but the divine will. The little daughter of the divine will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We were mentioning about catechizing ourselves in the divine science. I think I can say that Luisa is the first teacher of the divine will, of the science of the divine will. Even before Father Hannibal, Saint Hannibal, because we know that he learned this divine science from the writings, but also through Luisa and many others. And we know through the writings of Luisa and her letters also that she used to teach the divine will even to little girls and the hours of the passion. And she was so in love with the divine will that I think this is all that she talked about with anybody who will go and visit her. And how can she not? After the divine will, after you know the divine will, is everything else becomes as impulses, right? Compared to the joy of knowing Christ, everything is, cannot be compared. So by reading these letters, that they are not private revelation, but they reflect the doctrine of the divine will, we are allowing ourselves to be taught by Luisa Picarreta. So I think we are safe. We can ask her to intercede for us, to also arrive to the possession of the divine will operating in us as she learned how to operate in this way. Of course, being taught by our Lord Jesus, now we are being taught by Luisa. I was telling you that what the disciples taught us, that they receive all those teachings from our Lord Jesus, and those teachings cannot be changed. And that constitutes the deposit of faith. What Luisa is giving us here is something that she receives from our Lord Jesus, from these private revelations, in different ways that she receives. And now she puts it in her own way. And you see the doctrine very plain, very simple, telling us that everything done in the divine will, everything can be done for the divine will to descend. That our life, that our acts, our actions, in union with our Lord Jesus, they are basically the foundation. Then she mentions the simple breathing, everything, pain, suffering, involuntary distractions, she says, involuntary distractions. This is very important also, because a lot of people, they ask, well, what happened if I'm not aware, I get distracted? Is our Lord Jesus gone? Does he cease to operate in me? Remember that he will cease to operate in you only if you decide that you don't want to operate in this way anymore. But he even mentions that in the Book of Heaven, when Luisa Picaretta complains that she's not able to at every single moment be aware of that, and our Lord says, don't worry. As long as you have the intention that I remain there, that my will operates in you, I will be there and I will make up for what you lack. Only if you decide that you want to go by sin, by committing sin, or by saying, I don't want to live in this way, by rejecting this, then he will not be able to operate. So in a way, the challenge for all of us here in this way of practicing, this way of living, is to remain, not so much to enter, but now to remain in that union. And knowing that every single act is a pledge of love for our Lord Jesus and a occasion for our Lord Jesus also to share his life with us, for the divine will to fill us at every moment. And Luisa Picaretta mentions this also about how the tears of the soul are more bitter than the physical tears. But she's telling us that these bitter tears of the soul, they transform us into our Lord Jesus. Like, they bring the image of our Lord Jesus in us, we can say, in a faster way. So not to reject them when they come. This phrase reminds me Santa Teresa of Calcutta, or Saint Teresa of Lisieux, or Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Teresa of Avila, that especially Saint Teresa of Avila also, that she experienced that dark night of the soul. But what was our Lord doing there? It was expanding the capacity. Why is she feeling And in Luisa de Garreta, why do the saints, they feel this abandonment? And the Lord says, but I was there. I am there, even though you don't feel it, because it's expanding. So if something is expanding, there is this constant emptiness, because it has to be filled and filled because it is growing in. And then this constant hunger or this constant thirst, because the container is expanding and expanding and expanding. So you need to put more and more and more and more and more and more, and you feel that you are empty. So those tears of the soul, when we feel that the Lord is not there, the Lord is working, still is working in the soul, but is working, we can say it, in a fast way. So you feel like that, know that you are in the fast track to become a saint. This is the fast track to become saints. And this is the original way. This is the royal way. This is the original sanctity. This is the sanctity that belongs to all of us. And this is what our Lord Jesus wants to give us. This is what Luisa Picaretta received, what she learned from our Lord Jesus. And she arrived to the possession of the will of God operating in her. And this should be the goal for all of us, to arrive to the possession of the divine will operating in us through every single act. I mentioned Saint John of the Cross also. His way was mortification, mortifying yourself, denying yourself. We can say that the principle of the science or the practicality of the divine will is denying your will to yourself. Not your will to our Lord, but giving your will to the Lord and denying yourself of operating with your own will. I hope that makes sense. Mortifying myself, I mortify myself by giving my will to the Lord. In that way, the human will dies at every single moment. But you can see Luisa Picaretta teaches us this divine science again in a very simple way, in a very practical way. And for us who are learning from her, this message that she's giving to this person, we should take that for ourselves. It applies to all of us and for everyone in particular. So let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to possess the divine will, to give us the grace to give our free will to him at every moment, not only in the difficult circumstances and difficult times of our life, but also at every moment, also in those joyful moments, also in those ordinary things of our life, so that through the intercession of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, we may receive also the gift that she was given. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.